So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Good to be back. Well, I was back last night, and I think what I said last night, I've had not 24, maybe 12 hours to think about it. And I think it even more. And I said it last night and haven't gotten any blowback. What the heck happened here, particularly in New Jersey? I don't like it that a few people around Trump are saying today things like, well, you know, these are blue states. We couldn't be expected to win them, right? Are you kidding me in New Jersey? A couple of others saying, well, you know, you need good candidates. These were not good candidates. All right, you can say that with Winsome Sears in Virginia, particularly moving away from Trump. But a question before you. Was Jack Chitterelli a good candidate? No, he was not. He was a great candidate, in my view. I had a great discussion with somebody else here, value his opinion, but I still see it that way. What am I missing? He struck a chord here. I wasn't pro-Trump enough. We should have had somebody more pro-Trump in there. If I see one more, here's my theorem from last night. These Trump voters who are oh so reluctant to vote, they'll go to rallies, they'll buy all the merchandise, they'll scream about patriotism. If you don't vote in an election like yesterday in Jersey, you're not patriotic. Shut up. Stop telling us that. All you are is trumped up. You're trumped up. When Trump's on the ticket, man, you go through a mortar field. You're juiced up. I can't get juiced up for Jack Chitterelli and the Espadia guy out there adding on to this. We got a lot of stuff that justifies, well, the head of Turning Point, not the widow, but Andrew Colvett, the former producer, said President Trump should absolutely have been out in Jersey. The people that love Trump would have been motivated by that. It's a signal. It's a laying of hands. Trump puts the hands on Jack Chitterelli at a rally. You got to go and vote for him. Now, do we know if Chitterelli thought, well, you know, it's so damaging, so polarizing, maybe not? I don't think that. I think Trump ought to be engaged. Is last night doomsday for the midterms? No. But it's a read to tea leaves, and the tea leaves don't look so good to me this morning. And this is across the board. Now, look, I realize at times the logic of some of these elections, like in Delaware County, they're still all progressive. They're all Democrat progressives. They won again yesterday, 23% raising the property tax. Bucks County lost its mind. It wasn't even close with Fred Herron. and Jen Shoren, two unbelievable candidates. They're insane now. You know, out in Chester County, they don't even care about incompetency. We talked about that last night on the election show, where what is it, about 75,000 people were disenfranchised? You know about Montgomery County. So what happened in New Jersey? Well, one snapshot, Passaic County, which is 42% Hispanic, and Trump won it by 3 points in 2024, went 15-point win for Mikey Sherrill. Now, people are saying the economy, they're not doing so well. And I think in their minds, they're saying, well, we gave Trump a chance a year to get rid of the Biden deficit, and we don't see that in our lives. And Mondani harped on affordability in New York, which is a pipe dream. It's not affordable there. It's ridiculous. And who causes it? As a way to go. He led with Eugene Debs, which is always nice. The all-time socialist communist who ran for president, like it seems like a dozen times. We'll play you some of that. All right, phone lines right now are 855-839-1210. You can jump on because I'm sure your emotions, I'm sure you got something riding in this that you want to talk about. We're going to talk with Ryan Walters in studio today, the former head of the Oklahoma made national news superintendent of schools. Now he's touring the country trying to take apart the teachers unions. But he's a big time player. He's almost the head of the education department. We'll get his take on how this came down. But first, I'll tell you who I really feel for today. I feel for Jack Cettarelli. I feel for Dawn Fantasia, who I think he was going to appoint to be the head of the education department. I feel for Fred Herron, who's a heck of a sheriff out there in Bucks County. I feel for New York, even though they're bringing it on themselves. I feel for Scott Presler, Jen Shoren, the DA over there. And for listeners who were with us on this great conservative tourist trip that was amazing. All of those. So I think we have to come up with a blunt look in the mirror. And I look in the mirror and I see these Trump voters and they sicken me. Yes, stop all the dancing and deflections and coming up Ron DeSantis. Well, you know, Sean, all these people moved out of Jersey. They moved to Florida. If more of them had stayed in Jersey, they would have voted for Cettarelli and they would have won. But they're not in New Jersey. Stop it. We got to win. And we know the upside of Trump. We know the downside. So if the downside is the only thing out there because there's no engagement with Trump on his voters and the president treats out on Truth Social, Trump not on the ballot and the shutdown, that's why we lost. My God, is that what this is up to? What is wrong psychologically with these people that don't get it? If you want the Trump agenda, you have to vote in each and every election. If you want America to change, you can't get just juiced up over Trump. You have to vote. 855-839-1210. I challenge you. Call me in and say, oh, you can't say that about the president. It's about his lack of engagement, but it's more these so-called disengaged, you know, low propensity voters. They're idiots. If you don't vote, you're an idiot. You're unpatriotic. Maybe both. Is that not a fair assessment? All right. Here is, Henry tells me too, Larry Krasner. Now, Krasner won by 50 points. I didn't think he was going to make it. I was watching the final returns last night. Winning by 50 points. It's almost hard to believe, isn't it? Philadelphia is long ago sick. And I'm trying to, I told you in the air last night, today's a day, the FOP, the presidente of the FOP, Mr. Poplar, who probably will never come on again. The FOP sort of in a roundabout way, not at the 11th hour, at like 11:59, sort of endorsed Dugin over Krasner. What's wrong with these cops in their organization? Are you embarrassed to be a cop? This guy hates cops. You have a gun. I don't have a gun to protect myself. I expect you to do it. And not just out there on the street. I expect you to do it by leading the charge to stop Krasner. Now, Henry's got 13 minutes of him. We'll parse some of this.
Yeah, I've been parsing through it back here.
Yeah, okay. Well, what should we play first?
I mean, we can start where I think it gets good, where he starts, you know, going to a national crowd like, oh, look what Zoran did in New York. Hey, Trump, you listening?
Just think about this. Now, let's not just get worked up over this. Solution-based says, I just told you something you can't say in talk radio. Dom, you can't talk about that like the FOP. Are you kidding me? That the 11th hour and the president didn't even endorse him, the head of the FOP, endorsed Dugin over Krasner. Sort of. You have guns. You have the right to carry. You can protect yourself. You're not protecting us. You're a disgrace. Well, you can't say that about the police. Stop me. How are you going to stop me? What are you going to do? Of course I am. You can't say that about the Trump voters. Do you want to win? That's all that I care about. Winning with principle, but winning. Now, the polling is also indicating something else. It's a fact of life. And we're going to see this play out. I think Trump has done almost all the right things to get affordability going, except for the tariffs. He believes in them. I don't. I've been on that forever. Willing to go along in the way that he's done it in some instances. But that seems to be the issue yesterday that motivated people in Jersey to vote for Mikey Sherrill. All right, here's a little bit of Larry Krasner now saying, Trump, are you listening to me, Larry Krasner? Here's how it sounded.
Be announcing very publicly and very specifically the goals that we have, the landmarks we hope to hit in a third term.
We're going to let out a million people out of jail.
Make no mistake where it starts. It starts with more safety and more freedom. And one of those freedoms is the freedom to vote. It is the freedom to have a democracy.
We're a republic, you clown.
I think you know where we're going with this, but I need your help and I need your ideas after such an amazing political day yesterday. And now I will turn to a few political comments. Well, let me see. So the mayor-elect of New York had something interesting to say last night, and I think it bears some kind of repetition. Donald Trump, are you listening? You better turn up the volume, because Philadelphia is talking to you. Harrisburg, are you listening? I encourage you to turn up the volume, because Philadelphia is talking to you. And yes, you are all political enough to know that the following matters. During the administrations of Lynn Abraham and Seth Williams, voter participation, and by that I mean the percent of voters who came out and voted in this election cycle, these election cycles are always off year, it's always relatively low turnout, right? But the voter participation in those years was 9%, 12%, 9%, 12%. When we ran in 2017 with a reform
the
agenda,
sun may have
we ran
set
6 months
over
after Donald Trump
all right,
became
we got
president.
It. Okay, wait, small bites here with this guy. And I know it's Manning. The only thing to do is, it doesn't matter, Larry, how long it goes. I don't care. It's a lifetime to stop you. Philadelphia is sick. It's a sick mob. And I'm going to get the figures almost neighborhood by neighborhood. The Rittenhouse Squares, the Chestnut Hills of the world, they can't wait. The black ministers. And then we have Miss Scott. Everybody does a vigil. Everybody cries. And on it goes. So this is a rough day. And the way to get out of it is not to bypass it and say, golly gee willikers, let's just move on and see what we're going to avoid today. It's to look at it. Jack Cittarelli, I think, was a very good candidate. There's some of the Trump people putting out there, you know, you need a good candidate. What's Trump supposed to do? Well, engagement. And the low propensity voter, the only one that can reach them and tell them, hey, I'm not on the ticket, but you need to vote, is President Trump. I can't do it. You can't do it. I'm tired of courting them. All deference to my buddy Scott Presler. They've been coddled long enough. Long enough. What has to happen is they have to be challenged, not coddled. And the only one that can do that is President Trump, and he doesn't want to do it. So doomsday is not set for the midterms, but read the tea leaves. It is not good. All right. Let me give you the side question. Now, large parts, if you missed, I talked a little bit about last night. Coming up, I'll tell you the hardest part of the trip for me. It's kind of a funny one. But one of the best parts of the trip was the Godfather tour. You actually go to that bar restaurant, hole in the wall. It's right there on the side of a hill. You really have to climb 6,000, 8,000 feet where Coppola went and scoped it out and said, this is perfect. And it is. So I thought, coming off the Godfather, by the way, I'm thinking tomorrow in honor of Jack Cettarelli. Haven't done this in years. He has class. He really does. Somebody with class. I might save that to tomorrow because it's too raw today. A fun one, that all-time movie prop. And I think in The Godfather, the movie prop, just so you know, they really didn't do this, was the horse head. It wasn't really a horse's head. Come on.
You told me they didn't decapitate a horse for a movie?
Yeah, for a movie. But that that is the number one, I think, that I've seen voted out of The Godfather. There are thousands of movie props. Remember, it's all in the telling, though. It's not just blurting out the movie prop. But we'd love to know how you're feeling today. Are you going to be somebody who says, well, just move on, this doesn't matter, and let's see the next Bread and Circus? Or, you know, this sets the stage for the midterms. You lose there, and the Trump legacy will be stopped. That's what they'll do. It's pretty obvious. And they're feeling it today. And I can't remember a time where I was as stunned as we were going along up to 9 o'clock last night. I thought this would be a 1-point race. Wasn't just, you know, a homer for Jack Cettarelli. Thought it would be that way. Suddenly, even before 9 o'clock, we're looking at people declaring it over. And at one point, it was tied as far as how much we were down with what happened in Virginia. That's shocking. You can't run past that. After all people invested in this, you got to keep investing in it, your time, your energy, your thoughts for America. What the heck happened here? What is it? I gave you some of what happened here that was always there. Two things, the reluctant Trump voter, and maybe Hispanic voters. I mentioned Passaic County, maybe affordability. They thought that Trump has not turned things around enough. How do Republicans address affordability? How do they win on it? And you can't just say, well, we ought to just win. No, you have to win them. All right, Henry, do you have one?
Yeah, I've got a couple here. So,
okay.
The painting, The Scream, very famous painting,
right,
actually inspired the look for Ghostface in the movie series Scream.
Okay.
The Ghostface mask is the prop I am going to take today,
okay,
because it has become such a widely used Halloween costume that everyone seems to have the prop of that mask everywhere. And ultimately, I just think it's a cool look. The other one I'm going to take off the board is, I guess it's not really a real prop anymore because it was shattered in the final game of the season, and that would be Roy Hobbs' famous Wonder Boy bat.
That is a great one. Absolutely. Yeah, that is a great movie prop. Yeah, well, I mean, you glue it back together.
I mean, you could, but like,
go and pick me out a winner, Billy.
I need another tree to get struck by lightning.
Yeah, exactly. Kirk, got a little bit late at time here. What do you have?
Yes, I apologize for running in late. So the biggest Halloween.
I did that. Sorry about that. I meant you didn't know what we were doing. But go ahead. Yes.
So speaking of Halloween costumes, I think the best one, Darth Vader, Luke Skywalker, Anakin, what have you, I just had it on the top of my head now. Lightsaber.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, yeah.
That's iconic.
That's the easy one. Yeah, that's iconic. Yeah. I mean,
yep.
Who doesn't want one?
Exactly right.
All right. Here is, he has surfaced again. Bill Ball Baggins. Dan and I used to go back and forth with Bill. He's a real steady listener, Henry. He says, don't blame Trumpers. Blame New Jersey, New York, Philadelphia, Virginia voters. They deserve what they get. These places have been lost for decades. It's the expectations of change there that are the problem. Oh, my God. Come on. This is loser talk. I don't expect them. You can't win there. Why do we get so worked up over that? Ah, so you don't see any tea leaves here of anything else. I do. Nope. If you're a low propensity voter, I feel like saying go to hell, but I can't. Well, I can. Scott Presler can't. He's got to court you. I understand the problem. You sicken me. You really do. Well, you don't understand. I want to be juiced. I want to be turned on. Jack Citarelli doesn't juice me. Is that a fair way to say it? Yeah, the candidate's got to turn on these voters. No, that's not the way it works. Low propensity voters. You're not an American. You're not patriotic. In Dom's book, if you're not turned on, because you have a right to vote, a necessity to vote each and every time. That's the way that it works. All right, I'm coming to your calls. Ryan Walters joins us in studio. We got Jeff Van Drew here, Scott Presler. I don't know how he's going to put all this together, but he'll be coming up. 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All that you have to do is just push pound 1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
All right, it is Dom time. Coming up, we'll talk with Ryan Walters in studio with us here today. Get his take. He's one of the most provocative educators, famous educators, infamous in the minds of the NJEA, NEA, and others. How does education and what kids know play into what we saw, particularly in New York, but in general, when it comes to this issue of affordability, the economy, things of that nature? All right, so you got the side question today, all-time movie prop. Looking at how in the world did Jack Cetarelli get murdered in Jersey? You heard what I said, and I read you Bill Ball. He's a good guy, but come on Twitter. You want to continue to dodge that and not say more has to be done, and more means there's only one guy in America that can motivate the low propensity. But first of all, let's get rid of low propensity. Is it too much to say unpatriotic if you don't vote in elections like last night? I think it is. That's what has to be labeled. That's what you have to be called. If you won't do that, you just get juiced up and you want to vote when Trump is there. All right, let's go to Sean in Mayfair. Sean, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Sean, welcome in.
Thanks, Tom. How you doing?
Good.
I just got a couple questions. The first one was, I was watching the TV news stations today, and a lot of them were saying that Trump might have known about the numbers last week. That's why he did the telecall to all the states.
Okay.
And the second one was, yes, I agree with you, the FOP should have endorsed Dugan. Another thing is, three-quarters of probably their staff or Philadelphia Police Department is living outside the city anymore. So we don't even have a base for voting.
Yeah, but you got the big thing, or you would think, you're cops. That's it. How did we stray? You know, are we afraid that the cops' endorsement now is radioactive, so we're not going to do it? We're going to pretend that he's not a cop-hater extraordinaire. We're going to be pushed around by the mob in Philadelphia. If I were running for mayor, the very first thing I would do is get the cops' endorsement, and if they wouldn't give it to me, I'd go after this Poplar guy around the clock at every place he went until we got into it. Why does this man not do what the previous president did and endorse? What's your problem, Officer Poplar?
Right. I agree. They should have had the endorsement, especially the way his Krasner's been over the last, years.
Yeah, well, Sean, the other side is blatant. They go down Broadway with the most radical groups out there. They're proud of their endorsement. In Philadelphia, though, you get the endorsement of the cops, that's a negative. And if that's the case, right, Mr. Poplar and others ought to be coming on here and calling out Philadelphia for that, don't you think?
Absolutely. And what's going to happen is nothing's going to change because you're still seeing the kids riding these four-wheelers and motorcycles up and down the avenues of Mayfair and stuff like that where there's no law and order no more still.
Yeah, you're right, Sean. Thank you, Sean. Thanks for the call. Ryan Walters will be with us, and his purview is education, but it goes well beyond that. He's in town. He's taken on the teachers unions, among other things, from Oklahoma. And one of the things we'll talk about is how much knowledge base do students today have in school when it comes to issues like socialism? But more importantly, we could pretty much guess. How in the world can't we take that on? And you can't just say, the excuse makers, well, that's in blue areas. He was in Oklahoma, and there are people even in Oklahoma that were coming after him big time on this very issue. They don't get it. They think that somehow or another, this is a fair point that Mondani is making about this and about affordability. What is the point? And socialism is the number one thing that every 10 years, George Will said it best way back when, it's hot every 10 years. We see what happens, and then it comes around again. Well, what's the remedy to that? Education. All right. Who's in charge now? Well, the Trump administration. What should they do definitively? And I'm talking something, I would sanction anything Ryan Walters says pretty much. Well, almost 100% as far as the remedy. In other words, what's the remedy? What can you do? You throw up your hands and say, well, you're not going to stop these blue districts. They're going to take the money away, take every dollar away, fight them every step of the way. Until they say that socialism is not America, it's detrimental to America. All right, we'll do that next. Don't forget the side question. 855-839-1210 is the way that you get in. Hey, let's talk about Rescue Natural Supplements. Take advantage of huge Black Friday savings all month long. We're talking discounts on up to 80% off high-quality, carefully crafted natural formulas for just about all of your health and wellness needs for over 40 years. Rescue has used clinically tested vitamins, nutrients, antioxidants, patented ingredients to perfect their all-natural supplement blends. And right now, you can grab exactly what you need at all-time high discounts, from immunity boosters and blood pressure health to natural brain focus and energy enhancers. You'll get slash prices up to 80% off on all Rescue's wide variety of wellness products. Things like trusted cholesterol support supplements or high-intensity omega-3. So stop waiting to improve your well-being. Get these limited-time deals at res-q.com. Call an res-q.com product consultant at 800-26-ALIVE. That's 800-262-5483. Or online at res-q.com. Up to 80% off during the entire month of November. Shop today, save, and start actually feeling better with high-quality health essentials.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
All right, Tom Giordano Show. Big issues, big guests in studio with us. Ryan Walters, who's been on with us at least 20 times, it seems like, former head superintendent of schools in Oklahoma,
And somebody now affiliated or running a group, he'll give us the exact details, that is saying, and correctly, you can get rid of the Department of Education, but the teachers' unions, the money contributed, the foot soldiers, but more importantly, how far they're willing to go to continue a progressive, let's call it that, view of America or anti-American view. Ryan, good to meet you. Welcome in studio. Before we get to why you're traveling the country and here tonight at Heritage Foundation and all that, your biggest takeaway, you would start with Mondani, I guess, as far as a gap in the education system to say what about socialism?
Yeah, no, I would say a couple things. And again, very nice to meet you in person. Always great to be on. But boy, this is super special being here in person. You know, my first couple takeaways are, number one, we have got to stay vigilant. You know, you see, when you see a candidate that I'll give him some credit about being very upfront about his socialism to communist views. You know, we have got to be motivated to get folks out to the polls. We have got to be motivated to get a policy agenda across the finish line that people see the actions from it. And then number two, I think, you know, one of the most concerning things I heard both as a teacher and as Secretary of Education over Oklahoma was when I had young people talk about socialism and communism as a new idea, as an exciting idea, as something to try. And this is what has happened when teachers' unions have controlled our schools for decades and driven home free market bad, capitalism bad, socialism, communism good, and then no context of history to say, actually, you can look through the track record here, and it's very clear where socialism and communism and Marxism and all these different ideologies lead.
Yeah, you hit upon it there. This is a new idea somehow or another. So what kind of reform, what did you try to do in Oklahoma? What could you do?
Yeah, well, what we did in Oklahoma is, first of all, we ran the teachers' unions out. We said, listen, you're not going to be able to use taxpayer dollars to do this scheme anymore. Right. And that was big. We then got universal school choice. But then the thing that we did to really address the argument about capitalism, socialism, is we rewrote our history standards. And we were very explicit. You are going to teach that the free market in an economics class, what it does, what it has done for America, what the founders said about it, Adam Smith, you're going to get into the basics of it, and you're going to drive it through American history. You're also going to study communism and socialism. You study what happened in the USSR. You study what happened in China. And these are so important that kids have that context. It's the good. It's what made America great. Those are very important. It's also the dangers of what we've seen in other countries. So we make them read those primary sources where they are going to read the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, Federalist Papers, not just what somebody said about it.
Well, Ryan, the argument the other side always, the New York Times had a Ryan Waters desk, I'm told, is that's just suppressing free speech. Why can't the teacher teach communism is good in American schools? Come on, we're advanced now.
Yeah, well, you don't get to indoctrinate kids. That's a reality is, you know, the free speech argument. No, you're there to be a teacher.
Right.
You are there to teach kids subject matter. You're not there. This isn't your own show here. You don't get to go in and tell them whatever you want. No. That's why states have standards. And I would encourage anybody listening, the standards are so important. What are your teachers teaching in school? And again, what we said is they're going to teach primary sources. When we talk about the Constitution, they're going to read the Constitution.
Right.
When we talk about the Federalist Papers, they're going to read the Federalist Papers. And just look at some of the fights going on here on the East Coast right now. There's a bill they're trying to get through Virginia to say, we want the kids to read all of these documents. And you have pushback from college professors going, this leads to indoctrination from the right. I go, how is reading these documents indoctrination?
Yeah, but primary source. Exactly.
And that's what we've got to get back to. I mean, first of all, it's so much more difficult for them to indoctrinate your kids when they're actually reading the documents. But number two, I'm going to tell you, kids fall in love with it. When they read Washington's words, Jefferson's words, there's a power to that.
Let's talk, too, about what you're doing now along with Corey DeAngelis, or Corey's in that general vein, and the Heritage Foundation, et cetera. Yeah. You took a high perch there, as I said, New York Times desk and all that, and you're doing this now to take away some of the power of the teachers' unions. What's their power? Well, I'll give you an example, one that I know. In New Jersey, when I was a teacher, by law, I never saw my paycheck without the dues being taken out.
Right. Yeah.
Before I had anything to say about it. Supreme Court, seems like 100 years ago, was ruled you have a right to work. You don't have to be a member of the union. Do teachers know that, or what is the difficulty with more of them? I think the numbers are paltry.
Yeah.
as far as those that have pulled away from the union.
Yeah. So the group that I'm with now, I'm the CEO of the Teacher Freedom Alliance. Everybody come check it out, teacherfreedom.com. What we're doing is, what you just said so well, Dom, is what the teachers union has done a great job of is they come in and they have used policies and they have used school districts to take money from teachers' paychecks, lie about what they do with that money. They don't come right out and tell you, hey, we're going to spend over 90% of our union dues into Democratic campaigns. They don't say that. Right. They don't say, hey, we're taking money from you to fund Democrat policies. What they say is, oh, teachers, we're just an association. We're here to help you and blah, blah, blah. And what we're trying to do is shine a light on that and go, teachers, don't buy that. Here's what they're doing. They are pushing the most radical left-wing agenda in the country. They're doing it by spending your dollars politically. And again, frankly, here's what we're doing. We're saying, teachers, what do you need? You want professional development? At the Teacher Freedom Alliance, we offer that. No left-wing indoctrination, just helpful material with your craft. Liability insurance, in case you get sued, we've got that for you as well. And so come join teacherfreedom.com. That's where we're doing this. And we're going to take the fight aggressively to the union, because what you've seen is a group that has so much power and control over state legislatures and statewide elected officials that they've been able to set up a situation where they are taking from teachers' paychecks without teachers knowing. They are bullying and pressuring teachers.
Would you agree the best we saw was during COVID? I mean, when Randy Weingarting was able to pull back the CDC at that level very, very quickly, the NEA, at least Randy Weingarting is a ferocious opponent. The woman who heads up the NEA is nuts.
Yeah.
The stuff that she does, and that's a bigger union.
Yeah. I mean, look, you know, and don't, for all your listeners, don't forget that. That was a shakedown. Hey, we'll open schools back up if you give us billions of dollars. That's what we'll do here. And that's what they do on a regular basis. It is always a shakedown of taxpayer dollars to enter into their coffers. And yeah, Randy Weingarten just wrote her a book calling President Trump a fascist. She did an interview on CBS the other day, called me a fascist, said I was one of the reasons she wrote her book. And I go, hey, that's great. I appreciate it.
Oh, my God. I'd be taking out billboards. Can you put in a good word for me?
That's exactly,
a
Giordano
guy, right? Well, you got to feel good about that. When you're arriving at a level of Trump and fascism, I should have saluted when you came in here differently, Ryan Walters.
Well, that's pretty good. And again, it's a sign that we're over the target. And it's a sign that they understand we're not going to back down from them. We are going to take them on directly. There's a lot of good teachers out there that don't want to be in the union, but they are nervous about what happens when I leave. That's what we're doing at the Teacher Freedom Alliance. To go, we've got your back. We'll make sure that you get all the credits that you need as a teacher. We'll help you in that way. But we're also going to protect you legally, because we hear this all the time, Dom. My administrators are going to come after me when I leave the union. I'm going to have these left-wing activists now that target me without that protection.
Yeah, absolutely. So what are the numbers? Give us on the broad scope, not exact, ballpark. How many since we've had that Supreme Court decision? It seems piddling to me until you guys have come along, because, you can do it. And I was inside that. But a lot of them are afraid of being blackballed. Yep. It's uncomfortable. And or they're in league with the administrators who might come after you.
That's a great point. So what we've seen since Janus is the teachers leaving the teachers union. It is still a record. We've seen more than ever. But I agree with you, Dom. We dug into this. And when we looked at this and said, well, why aren't teachers leaving the unions as much as they are other unions that we've seen? And I think a huge part of what we heard and what we saw is the teachers are concerned about, once I leave, am I just a sitting duck?
Right.
You know, what is going to happen to me? Because remember, most states, I got to go back to the union to keep my teaching certification. I've got to go to their trainings. I've got to go through their process. How am I going to do that? And then we see the bullying and the targeting of them by the union. We were just in Colorado Springs where they were calling them scabs for going to work during a strike. They were doxing them, putting their addresses out. Mm-hmm. And so part of why we started this organization was, when you leave, they've got to have a place to land, and they've got to have a place where they feel protected and they're able to work together. So since we've created this, we've seen thousands of teachers join our organization in just less than 2 months. We're starting to see more of that movement. So I think teachers needed to see, is there a place for me to go once I leave, or am I just going to be sitting out there by myself? And that's part of what we're doing, is creating that organization.
What about the argument? Now, I can buy into some of this, that teachers feel that this is such a you taught 10 years. You know what I'm talking about. Yep. I mean, I had one guy take out a ruler and just be measuring between the desk. It wasn't 12 inches between the desk in a row. They're afraid somebody's going to come after them, and the union is a bulwark against just being vilified, even though you're a really good teacher.
Yeah, I mean, and that's where the liability insurance comes in. Okay. And that's why we offer it to all the teachers to go, listen, that is a very rare situation, but we'll cover you. You know, we'll absolutely cover you. But and that's really cheap. But this is what the union does. They say, hey, we'll cover you with liability insurance that costs $40 or $50 a year and then charge the teachers over $1,000. And so that's where, again, they do just enough to get the teachers in the door, and then they funnel that money into political causes.
Big picture, do we have any data on how popular are teachers' unions? I think they're more popular than listeners might think they are, given what they've been up to. Are they relatively popular still because people think, well, it's just a group of teachers and I like my kid's teacher?
Now, this is what we've got to be very cognizant of, and I'm glad you brought that up. The teachers' union does a great job of marketing themselves as just your average teacher. Right. As a matter of fact, they do a very good job of marketing themselves to teachers as the teachers oftentimes don't see the big national entity they're paying into. Mm-hmm. They see Miss Johnson at the end of the hallway.
Particularly in a place like Oklahoma where you are.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
But then one of the things that we tell everybody that I think is very important is remember that 60% of dues get passed on to the national entity.
Right.
So that is very – okay, guys, we're not talking – even when you say, well, it's the local chapter and it's
right.
No. They are taking advantage of every member and funneling that money up to Randy Weingarten, up to the heads of the organization. They are very top-heavy. It is driven from the top, and that's what we've got to continue to showcase is this is a money laundering scheme for the Democrat Party, and frankly, they are the furthest left part of the Democrat Party. This is one of the organizations that is pulling that Democrat Party more and more to a Marxist bent. You don't have to look any further than the teachers' union.
And the power to a politician is the money, but also the foot soldiers.
And that's, again, our organization. We're creating an army. We're creating an army to fight back because you have to have that. Because what we've continued to see is, we'll take the elections from last night.
Yeah.
They are able, it is money, but it is the ability to turnkey hundreds and thousands of people to go out and mobilize to vote, to go ahead and mobilize.
Here's what I wanted to ask you about that, too, and you're savvy with so many hats. My sense, the guys that, I differ with them on some things, say the building trades unions are lumped in, or the auto union is in with the college professor union at the national level. And I'm not sure if there's awareness of that type of thing, because those two entities, the teachers' unions nationally are anti-American, in my view. Yeah. The labor unions, by and large, the guys in there, they're not.
Yeah.
So how does that go, breaking that sector of these disparate unions apart?
Yeah, that's a great point. I want to say two things on that. Number one is, I think there's a big difference between private sector unions and public sector unions.
Yeah.
And when you talk about education, remember, education is so governed by the states, especially since President Trump has done what he's done to eliminate the Department of Education. Your state picks salary. Your state determines how much money goes into education, things like that. So why do you have a union that is then leveraging taxpayer dollars the way that they are? But the second part is, I completely agree, the ideology of the teachers' union is what is so radical. I mean, we are not dealing with, again, look at the things they are pushing and advocating for. DEI, this Marxist agenda undermining American history, transgenderism. They are the prime pushers of transgender education in our schools. And think about the insanity of that. But leveraging their power, leveraging their money to push transgenderism on kindergarten kids, that tells you what you need to know about them. And again, they are the most radical organization out there. And so, yeah, I think we talk about the teachers union very specifically as what they are, this danger to the country.
Where do people go? They know a teacher. They are a teacher and all. Where do they go to join what you guys are doing?
Teacherfreedom.com. It's free to join for all the teachers out there. But I would also ask your listeners, we want everybody to join. So whether you're a parent, grandparent, taxpayer, join. We'll keep you updated on how you can help, how you can assist us moving forward, because we are going to build this teacher army to take the classrooms back, make the classrooms great again. And we're taking Randy Weingarten head on, and she knows it. She's scared, and she should be.
Now, that's the debate I would have to love to see. So you're on the list, though. Trump and Ryan Waters, any other fascist? that she was.
I think they had, so they had me, they had, and so they literally put our pictures on stage and put a target over our head. Randy Weingarten did. It was me, it was President Trump, I believe Corey DeAngelis made
the
list.
Of course, yeah.
Chris Rufo, there were four of us. So it was kind of like, there you go. Hey, we'll I'll gladly be on the list with those gentlemen.
Well, enjoy Philadelphia. I know you have a big event tonight, and
yes,
keep us in the loop as this continues for updates, Ryan. Thank you. Thanks for joining us here.
Thank you for having me on.
All right. More coming up at 855-839-1210. All right. Don Giordano's show. Really interesting stuff from Ryan Walters. Great by Henry to get him in studio. And that is a long-term issue here, the teachers' unions. By the way, on Twitter, great movie prop, one of my favorites. Think of the Christmas movie, maybe one of the top Christmas movies. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we haven't gotten any in yet. This coming off the Godfather tour and conservative tours was incredible. Number one takeaway for me, the hardest part, being driven everywhere. I couldn't wait to get back in my own vehicle. Rocco, the bus driver, if you go with conservative tours, is a rock star. You'll see what I mean. He looks like an Italian movie star driving with one hand on the narrowest roads with these giant buses. The other thing is the Italians are really overregulated, so much so that when you get your license, you have to drive a stick shift until you're 21. The fear is a lot of the cars have stick, and it's so mountainous, the car is going to roll back, so they have in their head more accidents.
Yeah.
But imagine, you know, I just think it's agony. You like driving a stick because it's cool or whatever. Knock yourself out. I don't see the upside of it, particularly in city driving.
The Europeans love it, though.
Oh, I know. And again, by law, until you're 21, you can't drive an automatic.
I hate it, but I also kind of love it at the same time.
Well,
because it gives everyone a skill that like they should have, but like that's something I don't have. I wish I could drive stick.
Well, I'd say the number one thing with a car is being able to change a tire quickly.
True.
Yeah,
that's the
number one thing. After that, driving a stick or not, you know, with the 2 foot driving, I'm kind of limited with that.
I think it's just a cool thing to have in the back pocket.
Oh, sure.
Like, oh, yeah, look at this.
Yeah, exactly.
Shifting in the third.
Exactly. All right. So hit us with that. We'll talk with SAD Sheriff Fred Herron will be here. Scott Presler last night was still working even after everything was said and done. I value his breakdown and Jeff Van Drew. But the idea that we're going to continue to deflect away from the problem here, if Trump is not on the ticket, that's a problem. And again, just because President Trump says it, have the tariffs helped with affordability? All right. Now, it's better, certainly, than under Joe Biden. And a lot of the stuff that Trump has done, energy particularly, have really helped to cut into the nonsense that Biden came up with. But this, by most polling coming out of Jersey and most of the stuff that we've seen, affordability, the economy, meaning that, is the issues that people were voting on. Now, I think they may be kidding themselves. I think they're voting on a couple of other things. And the Trump people vaguely today, a couple of them, not wanting to say anything negative toward Trump. I don't care. I care about one thing, winning. Are starting to say, well, you need good candidates. All right, Winsome Sears. You want to say something about her and she went away from Trump. That's fine. Okay. But Jack Cetarelli, what's the flaw with Jack Cetarelli? I'd love to get these guys back and forth. What was the flaw with him? Well, he didn't go where Bill Spadia did. He's the real Trump guy. Ah, give me a break. This was an all-out campaign. There was a lot of energy. And I'm still, the most shocking thing from last night is to see him lose by that much. Losing would have been one thing. I could see that happening. We know the advantage, registration. We know all those things. And Hispanic voters in New Jersey either stayed home somewhat or went a little bit more with Mikey Sherrill. I told you Passaic County was an example. You know, we got to realize that it's not just living off the unique stature of President Trump. You have to figure out how we're going to get other candidates over the finish line, right? And Trump has to help to do that if he wants his agenda to continue. Well, we'll just do it by executive order. And no, you're not on a lot of things. They're not going to stand up that way. And Democrats now have this until the midterms, the narrative out there, you know, the media was aching for that. The Democrats are back. All right. This guy, Hassan Piker, yesterday gave us a little bit of a window. I won't say that. I don't want to get in minutia. Top two or three of their influencers on the left. Listen to what he said last night with AOC there. They were at a big event around Mondami. And this is cut two. He says the United States is a country that unfortunately defeated the USSR. Cut two.
Done.
What do you think it means that this guy ran as a socialist and anti-communism didn't work to stop him? That's big.
Yeah, I think we are in the heart of the imperial core. This is the country that defeated the USSR, unfortunately. And the reality of the matter is, there's a lot of antagonism. There's no class consciousness in the United States of America. It's one of the things that I try to address every day with my commentary. And I will say this. The conditions have deteriorated so much that everyday Americans, in spite of their lack of class consciousness, are finally arriving at the conclusion that perhaps there is an alternative out there. There is an alternative that focuses on them as opposed to the interests of the billionaires and the millionaires, as opposed to the interests of the capital owners. And, I mean, you can't help but notice that. You can't help but feel at least a little bit of excitement around that.
And also the significance.
All right, so Hassan Piker, who... what is it with these guys? Has an electric shock collar, I believe I saw in some news reports around his dog's neck.
Dog. There's a whole big controversy.
Right there. And later on, we'll play it. The other story, we haven't forgotten, in Virginia, a guy who wants to kill political opponents, more importantly, their babies, won relatively easily. Was he trying to kick a dog at a polling site yesterday? It looks that way to me. It was just, you know, this guy is, hey, when you're going 116 miles an hour in a 70 zone, when you say you want your political opponent's babies to die in the arms of the mom on a group chat with other politicians, a group text, yeah, anything's possible. All right. So, look, this is a phenomena in New York, but Ryan Waters is right. A lot of this starts with education. And the thing of it is, it's not even comparing capitalism and socialism. The first thing is that kids see, this is not a new idea. I got the juice. Oh, my God, this new idea is out there. We're going to take from this guy and give it to someone else. Just getting them to see this has been done ad nauseum is the starting point, let alone the innards of it. All right, here's how you get in. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all that you have to do is just push pound 1210 and you'll get on board. It is wreckage all over the place. No doubt about it. I can't find a win. The governor's race, the state Supreme Court in Pennsylvania, we did okay considering it was about 61 to 39. Johnny Dock's big mouth brother justice calling us out. Come on, Supreme Court Justice, you know, you're just a guy, you're Johnny Dock's brother, that's how you got there. That we politicize this race, Scott Presler, talk radio, everybody politicize this. We're supposed to roll over and let this rogue Supreme Court and Johnny Dock's brother just run our lives. I'm just a guy from a neighborhood. Yeah, right, buddy. All right. We know what they did. We know what they'll continue to do. Okay, coming to your calls, too. Remember, it's all in the call. Hit us with that all-time movie prop. If you have a chance, I would say out of the two, Calabria and Sicily. Sicily was incredible. So Calabria was great. And what Conservative Tours does is remarkable stuff. But I'd recommend Tropea and Calabria. For us, and if you go even in late October, the weather was unbelievable. The people that are involved with it, the next time the station does one, are incredible. And it was, with the listeners that were with us, just fabulous, the connection with them. I just had to be on guard because, you know, they were gung-ho based upon everything that Jack Cetarelli would win. And I was more in the camp, I think it's doable, but certainly not sure. But never in a million years in my back pocket am I thinking he's going to be dumped by 12 or 13 points. Not even close to that. How did we miss it? I'm not sure. You know, were we too close and we just wanted it so much? I don't think so. And Matt and Rich, I trust on this with Jersey politics. I think there was a lot of data. There was a lot of metrics. Tell me, how in the world did all these politicians in upstate New Jersey, Hudson, Essex, all that stuff, risk their careers and come out and support Jack Cetarelli if they weren't feeling the same thing in their political gut? Yeah, they may have been rolling the dice saying he may win, he may not. Nobody was thinking he's going to lose by 13 points, 12, whatever it ultimately turns out to be. Okay. Hey, it's so important to make sure our families have the essentials, food, shelter, and of course, pure, clean drinking water. A lot of news about drinking water these days. Just do what I did and count on Martin Water Conditioning to secure your family's drinking water. The Kinetico system removes all the impurities from your water. What comes out of that tap is crystal clear, all natural water. Not only the best tasting water ever, it provides peace of mind knowing that your family's water is pure and clean. The Martin Water Conditioning family, passionate about water, they'll put their 46 years of experience to work for you. Their customer service, attention to detail are just fantastic. They'll come out to your home, test your water, recommend solutions that make sense for you. So contact Martin Water Conditioning. They will take great care of you. Told you our guy, Dwayne, all of them are just immaculate when they come to your house. Just go to martinwater.com or even better, call them now. 800-887-7555. Tell them Dom G sent you. 800-887-7555.
Dom G and Dono, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills. But you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks.
Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.